listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and hanging out with us is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Now let's welcome our very important puzzler. He's a British actor and director who's played everything from the fool in King Lear to Albert Einstein to our precious Gollum. Please welcome Andy Serkis.
Well, hello.
Hello. I enjoyed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Did you?
I rooted for the apes the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah, I really wanted
them to win.
It's supposed
to be like really balanced, and you're supposed to like not care for either, but
no, absolutely not. I was like, boo humans. You bring these non-human characters to life using a method called motion and performance capture.
It's just called performance capture.
It's just
actually
called performance.
I mean,
okay.
That's if we're really going to be kind of like straight down the line.
Well, you are the best at it.
Well,
so
I don't know about the best, but I mean, I have a go.
You do have a go. For people who don't know what that entails, can you explain how you have to dress? And
Yeah. So performance capture technology is basically, it's another bunch of cameras. So, you know, you have film cameras filming actors' performances, but performance capture cameras film in 360 degrees. And instead of wearing a costume and makeup and going on set and being filmed, you put on a unitard. Okay, it's not very flattering. And if you are in New Orleans in 100% humidity playing an ape, no one wants to stand near you. But anyway, that's off topic. The thing is, performance capture is you wear these markers, reflective markers, and the infrared cameras pick up all this information. You wear a head-mounted camera wearing markers all over your face, and every single muscle movement, every single part of your performance is caught, which is why it's called performance capture, and is translated into a computer. And then it's added to a rig, which is the avatar character that you're playing, in this case, Caesar in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Is it pretty comfortable?
I wouldn't say it was comfortable.
Okay.
I would say there are moments where it's distinctly uncomfortable. But
okay,
actually, as far as, you know, if I put it this way, if I had to go back to 1968 and wear the makeup that John Chambers made for the original Planet of the Apes series,
right,
I think I would rather wear a unitard.
The Lycra unitard.
Yeah.
I said you're the best person in the world. You're like, I have a good go at it. But you are the go-to guy for these roles. I mean, people consider you one of the best at it, and I'm just wondering, you know,
why?
Is it because of you? Is it because of your super expressive face, or is it because you know how to do great voices? Like, what do you think it is that makes you the best?
I don't think I'm the best, but and I'm not just being falsely modest. I think I happened to have stepped into a period of time where this technology was starting to be used, and I happened to play a character that really made it sort of fairly well known. But then I think after that, I realized what an amazing tool it was, what an amazing kind of technology it was, because kind of philosophically, from an acting point of view, what it does is it enables you to play absolutely anything. So I went from playing Gollum to King Kong. So, you know, going from a kind of 3.5-foot ring junkie to a 25-foot gorilla meant to me that the world of typecasting was over. And suddenly there were these incredible opportunities and brilliantly written roles. And so I kind of embraced it, really. And so I think the fact is I've ridden along on a very, very exciting wave of playing exciting, really interesting characters using this technology. But the fact of the matter is more and more actors are doing it, and great actors. And so I don't think it's a case of being better than anyone.
I'm going to say you're the best.
Well,
anyhow.
But I just went through all that, so
that
you would say
great.
That, of course.
Andy, we're going to subject you to your own Ask Me Another challenge in just a little bit. But right now, you're going to help us out with a phoner game.
Okay.
All right. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hello, this is Joe Smith calling from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
All right, Joe, this game is called Circus Life because it's all about Andy Serkis. So we've asked Andy some random questions about what he likes. For example, this is an example. Which band does he like better, The Kinks or The Who? Andy, how did you answer that question? How would you?
I answered The Who.
The Who.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds...
So you got a 50-50
yeah,
chance.
We'll start with an easy one. If we asked Andy, would you rather be a gorilla or a chimpanzee? What do you think he said?
Well, based on his work in the Planet of the Apes, I would assume he'd rather be a chimp.
What do you think, Andy?
I think you're wrong, actually, because... Well, no, actually, I'd rather be a bonobo. Because we all know what bonobos are capable of.
Andy went to St. Benedict's School in Ealing. We asked him if he had attended Hogwarts, which house would he have been in? Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin?
Oh, well, this isn't a 50-50, so I don't know how I'm going to do on this.
I know, we changed it up to 25, 25, 25, 25.
Well, I'd have to say probably Slytherin.
You're right.
Joe, why did you pick Slytherin?
I don't know. It seemed about the most appropriate for the facial work.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
Joe.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't know what that means either.
If Andy had to join the circus, and by that I mean a circus, which would be brilliant. This is our new idea. Anyways, which do you think he would like to be? A lion tamer, a ringleader, or a clown?
Oh, I would go with a clown.
Oh.
Seems more fun.
Andy's making a sad face.
Wrong. I think I'd like to be a lion tamer, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because I guess that would be provide the most audience entertainment if something went really badly wrong. I'd love to be there when, you know...
Right, if it goes poorly,
get
a huge...
The audience love you, right?
That's a fail-safe act.
Yeah.
You're right. Joe, I have no idea how you did, but I'm going to consider that a win for you.
Yay!
So we are going to send you your very own Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt. Congratulations and thank you so much. Andy, we are going to get your game loaded up and bring you back in just a little while. So get excited. Andy Serkis, everybody. Do you wish you could use motion capture to appear on our stage as a contestant? Well, thanks to technology, we have found another way. It's called phoning in. If you would like to be a phone contestant on Ask Me Another, just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org and we'll use the magic speech machine to talk to you soon.